East Coast Breakfast.
It's only the 5th of November.
Yes.
Guys, it's only. Can we all calm down? I understand if you're in retail. I understand if you're in marketing. You might want to stick up a tinsel here and you might want to put a prezi over there. But this is where I draw the line. My family has already started the Christmas WhatsApp group.
No, but what's in the... Okay, I'm an only child. I'm part of no family groups. What is in the Christmas WhatsApp group?
Oh, you don't know about the Christmas family group?
No.
Oh, no. The Christmas family group starts telling everyone what to do before Christmas. Where Christmas is going to be, who's going to do what, who's going to make what, where are you going to arrive, what time you all arrive. I don't know why I must do this. Why must I bring the soft drinks? I'm drinking all the... And it's like, that's how it goes.
Yeah.
It goes. And that, first, I'm offended.
Okay, what's your role in
no,
in this
firstly,
group?
I'm upset. Why are you putting me in this group?
Oh, it's family. It's one of family.
If I arrive, I'm arriving.
Oh.
No, they put me... No, this is actually the worst bit. You know, they didn't just put me in the group.
Yes.
They actually already gave me a role.
What's your role?
I have to make trifle.
Oh.
In 2025.
What do you mean?
No, man, trifle must go.
No.
Sky, I will defend trifle till the very end. It is the most elite Christmas dish at the table. It's the thing. It's the one. It's... delicious on
comment.
Christmas. Guys. It only tastes that good on Christmas. And you got to eat it the next day on Boxing Day.
Yeah.
And the day after until it is done. It is the most scrumptious, happiest thing in the world on the Christmas table. I will defend it till the very end.
No, trifles
in 2025.
Yes.
No ways, guys.
What are you talking about? What's wrong with... when did trifle go out?
No, trifle must go. You need to find a better use for tennis biscuits than trifle.
Trifle is Christmas, guys.
No. Also, it's sponge cake. Not always biscuits.
Okay, we're not going to get into that. No.
Okay.
Trifle must go in 2025.
No.
Yes, don't do it.
My word.
Leave the group.
No ways.
No.
Yes. I'm going to put this out there. I don't think there's any single human being in KZN who will agree with you on that one. I don't think so. But I will ask this question.
Yeah.
What is the one... There must be one. What is the one traditional Christmas food that has to go? 2025, your days are numbered. It's overs, cadovers, no more with you on our Christmas table. Which Christmas food has to go? Now is the only time where you can make your voice heard.
Trifle.
No.
Trifle staying, I'm sure. Well, I don't know, unless you want it to go. What one Christmas traditional food has to go? Please let us know right now on our WhatsApp line, 061-792-9495.
Good morning, breakfast team. I hope you guys are all doing very well this morning. Bianca here. Regarding the Christmas food that needs to go, I'm sorry, guys, but I'm going to have to agree with Sky over here. Trifle needs to go. I've never liked it. I've never eaten it, but it's always been on the Christmas table.
Good morning, breakfast team.
Hey.
The answer is very simple. It's very simple. Turkey.
Turkey?
Turkey must go. It is disgusting. It's got way too many bones. It smells when cooking it. I think that must go. I would rather have trifle for Christmas.
Ah.
And I can't stand trifle. That's how much I hate turkey.
Wow.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay.
Show Fair us enough. On the turkey where you were hurt. Come
Fair
on.
Sure enough.
On Facebook here, Monica says the pineapple on the gammon, just let it be free.
Monica, I need you to leave the pineapple alone, please. Monica, thank you very much. Gammon and pineapple are married. Okay.
Raksha Maharaj says definitely mince pies.
What? I wait all year for the mince pie.
I love me a mince pie.
Come
even
on
in
now.
Let's say good morning to Jackie from Newcastle. Jackie, what is the one traditional Christmas food that needs to go?
Hey, guys. So I was born and raised in Makatiel.
Mm-hmm.
And back there, jelly and custard are a thing till this day.
Mm.
So I think it's run its course, guys. It just needs to go. No offense to the older people because they love it. No offense to them, but I really think it must go. I mean, guys, it's 2025.
Jackie.
It's not a bad one.
What?
Hang
on, which one must go? The jelly?
Yeah, the combo.
The combination, because it serves as a combination. You can't serve one without the other.
Yes.
So just that combination needs to go.
I agree with Jackie. I think I'm on the same
page. I think I also. Look, for the older people, jelly and custard, it's like accomplishment. We finished the year celebration.
No,
but we can find better things.
Not the combo.
Like trifle.
No.
No.
I'm just custard.
Thank you, Jackie.
No, come on, that's a bit wobbly. I need to know what. I'm not accepting any of these propositions, by the way. What is the one traditional Christmas food that needs to go? No one has mentioned mine yet, and it's obvious. Come on, guys. Which is the one Christmas food that has to go? 061 792 9495.
One Christmas food that I never really liked, I don't know what it's called, but I think it's called like Christmas loaf or something. And it's like that like dark brown bread with raisins and, oh no, 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 that's such disgusting. And truffle.
You wanted to know what needs to go from Christmas.
Mm.
That will be stuffing. Stuffing is the worst thing. I don't know how anybody can believe that stuffing is great. You stuff a pillow. Yeah. You don't stuff food. That stuff is just... Anyways, Sky, trifle needs to stay.
Yeah.
However, I prefer peppermint crisp tart. Mm. Have a good one. Cheers.
Thank you. Truth bombs there. Truth bombs.
Yes. So we got Facebook here. Jackie says Brussels sprouts.
Must go. Nailed it.
Showcase.
Brussels sprouts is the COVID of vegetables.
The COVID of vegetables.
It needs
great.
To go.
Guys, yellow colored rice from Zandile needs to go. Thank you.
What's wrong?
No,
what's wrong with yellow rice?
Yes, yellow.
What's wrong with yellow rice?
It's 2025 again.
No, but guys, so what's wrong with yellow rice?
What's wrong with
yellow? Also, it's bad for pictures. Post on Instagram.
Oh, sorry, oh, come on now.
Hashtag InstaFood.
Sports influencer.
Look at you. Let's say good morning to Taurus from Stangas. Taurus, what is the one traditional Christmas food that needs to go?
Come in, my doll. The one traditional item that needs to go this Christmas is the baked beans salad with chopped Viennas and mayonnaise. Yo,
yeah, but
I can't stand the salad. It's in, you know, it is enough. We've had the salad from 94, 92, and yo, it has Taurus, to go. Taurus. I know my mom won't understand, but yo, Greg.
Taurus.
Even if you try and see that excess water from the baked beans, it just doesn't taste good.
Taurus.
And the next day it becomes watery.
It sounds delicious the way you describe it. I won't
lie. You're looking at
it. I'm salivating. It sounds yummy. Baked beans,
mayonnaise. It's maybe if you have it for the first time, but every Christmas, you can't even use it.
I'm Christmasing with vegans. I haven't had that salad in like 6 years. My mouth is watering
good.
For that.
Yeah,
now.
Darren and I want to eat that.
I need that now in my life.
Do try it, but hey, don't say I didn't warn you.
Thank you, Taurus.
We also have Trisha on the line. Trisha, what's the one traditional Christmas food that needs to go?
Guys, I was just listening to this on radio this morning. I'm like, no, do not change tradition. Why are we changing tradition? to me, the aroma of that roast turkey in the oven and the trifle somehow transports me back to my childhood. I think our senses have powerful memory triggers, and that taste and the smell of that traditional food takes me back to the days of my grandparents and preparing the night before. So why do you want to change it? I want to relive those times. I want to share that down with my kids. I just love tradition. Wow. And I love all the meals and I love all the food.
Yeah.
So please don't change it. Guys, keep your tradition.
Okay,
we'll be at your house for Christmas. Yeah. Will you send us your address?
We'll see you for Christmas, Trisha.
Anytime.
All right. From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.